I'm being joined by our producer tonight, hanging out, Jack Stern. I'm here with you, everybody listening all over North America. This is halftime of the show, but we got a lot more to do. We have a full time of a game, and that's the Los Angeles Rams coming back to beat the Raiders tonight, 17-16. Yeah, Baker Mayfield's first game here with the Los Angeles Rams, and he wins in a comeback. Sean McVay was on the sidelines losing his mind. And so we're going to talk about this game. We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people who are real high on him, maybe higher on him than they need to be. But this is his third chance. He's at one, two. Yeah, this is his third chance at being a starting quarterback. And let's see if he can make the most of it with these very few remaining games left for the Los Angeles Rams. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. We got a phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am online at JR Sport Brief. We opened up the show talking about Brittany Griner. Right before we went to break, I told you about Dan Snyder, also the manager of a crap, terrible football team. This man cannot sell the organization fast enough. And I guess at some point tonight, we'll talk about Desmond Ridder. The fact that Marcus Mariota has been given the boot, and Desmond Ridder is going to get his opportunity to start here for the Atlanta Falcons. But let's talk about the football game that actually took place tonight. Let's all be honest. Who the hell was excited for this game? Raiders fans? That's it. Raider fans. That's it. Can't be anybody else. Because what are the Rams playing for? They stepped into this game with a record of 3-9. 3-9. We know the Rams aren't going anywhere. Aaron Donald dealing with an ankle. Matthew Stafford is unfortunately dealing with issues related to a concussion. He's dealing with issues related to his spine. His legs were numb. This is just terrible. Cooper Kupp is out with a high ankle sprain. Baker Mayfield is out here playing with C's and D's. I mean, that might be his own rating as a player, but we'll see soon enough. He was just picked up on waivers from the Carolina Panthers by the Rams on Tuesday. It's Thursday. In 48 hours, Baker Mayfield was sent out here to see what he can do. And, well, tonight is certainly a great first impression. He came on in the second drive in relief of Wolford. The game was pretty much crap, what I think everyone thought it was going to be. Because the Raiders, it seemed like they had this game in the bag. But it is the Raiders, so of course they were going to choke it away. Of course the Raiders were going to find some type of way to screw this up. Because all the way down, with about 3 minutes left in the game, the Raiders had a 16-3 lead. The game started off, the Raiders took and wasted no time getting on the board in the first quarter. Josh Jacobs, who did a damn good job tonight with 99 yards rushing, he scored the Raiders' only field goal. He opened the scoring up. Take a listen to this.
Same formation as first down. Second and goal from the one. Snap. Give to Josh again. Off the right side. Has some room. Squeezes in. Touchdown, Raiders. An opening drive. 75-yard push. And Jacobs caps it off with a one-yard dive through the right side. And it's 6-0 Las Vegas. Less than 6 minutes into the game.
Yeah, right out of the gate. Courtesy of the Raiders Radio Network. After that, that's still the first quarter. We got a bunch of field goals. They kick another one. Now they're up 10-0. I mean, all the Rams could muster until the fourth quarter was another field goal. The Raiders kick another one. It's 13-3. Nobody scores a damn point in the third quarter. And so we're moving throughout this game, and then they kick another field goal. So it's now the fourth quarter. Las Vegas has a 16-3 lead. I'm sure most of America is like, why the hell am I watching this crap? Let's see if Baker Mayfield comes out alive. And he did. Because with about 3 minutes left in the game, Baker Mayfield helps them go on a 75-yard drive. Baker Mayfield helps set up almost what looked like a touchdown. They were just short. And then Cam Akers got the ball with a little more than 3 minutes left. And Cam Akers proceeded to do this.
Mayfield ready, under center. Opens up, hands off. Akers finding Pater, pushing the pile. There it is! Touchdown, Cam the Ram! Touchdown, LA!
Courtesy of the Rams Radio Network, they were excited, right? What the hell else are these Rams going to be excited for this season? Not a damn thing. And so here's the deal. Las Vegas now leads 16-10. The Rams get the ball back. Baker Mayfield has an opportunity to take this squad on a game-winning drive. And that he did. Baker Mayfield helped take them on a 98-yard drive, the longest game-winning touchdown drive of his career. But you want to know something? Of course, the Raiders gave him a little bit of help. There was a pass interference. And it didn't stop there. It wasn't just a pass interference. This happens to be one of the most egregious penalties I will ever see. And the man who committed it, his name was Jerry Tillery. Absolutely terrible. Baker Mayfield was sacked with a little more than a minute left to go in the game. The Rams have no timeouts. They're in rush mode. Baker Mayfield just went backwards. Max Crosby is earning his money. He sacks Baker. And what does Tillery decide to do? He decides to slap the ball out of the hand of Baker Mayfield while he's obviously trying to help set up for the next play. Now, if you have watched any type of football in your lifetime, when it comes to setting up the play and giving the ball to the official, it's your job to stay the hell out the way. Jerry Tillery, I guess he thought this was a amateur hour. He slaps the ball. The Rams now get an automatic first down. They get 15 yards, and the clock is stopped. What in the purple hell is this guy doing? This is probably the worst decision that I have seen made by a player or a penalty that I've seen or heard all year long. Take a listen to this.
Empty set for Mayfield. Shotgun snap. Eyes the middle. Crosby off the edge. He gets home at the 12. Max Crosby for his second sack of the game. And now a flag, and it looks like it's going to be on the Raiders. A late flag. Baker Mayfield was calling for it. And this is going to be a penalty after the play.
How dumb do you have to be? Instead of slapping the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands, if you're going to do that, you should have slapped Baker Mayfield. Absolutely ridiculous. At least get your money's worth. And so the play continues on. I'll tell you again, 15 extra yards, the clock stops. Max Crosby should slap Tillery for this dumbass penalty afterwards. And so then what happens? Baker Mayfield, in his first game as a Ram, he does this. Take a listen.
Rams have to go 98 yards without a timeout. 23 remaining, 15 seconds. Mayfield flings it, left side, end zone. Caught!
Wow!
Caught! Caught by Van Jefferson! With 9 seconds remaining, touchdown, L.A.!
Rams Radio Network, they were hype. Of course, Matt Gay hit the extra point. Baker Mayfield, yeah, he went 98 yards. Got a little bit of help from some dumbass penalties. And that 10 seconds, yeah, they just went nowhere afterwards. Los Angeles, they come back and beat the Raiders 17-16. Baker Mayfield's last two drives, he went 15 of 20, 141 yards, and obviously had that game-winning touchdown. On his first six drives, the man only completed 7 of 15 passes, went absolutely nowhere. And Baker Mayfield, man, Sean McVay was absolutely hyped on the sidelines after this game. Let's keep in mind, there is no reason to have Baker Mayfield on the squad but to evaluate who he is. Can we keep him around? Is he worth it? And Sean McVay had positive words to say about Baker after. All he could do is say positive words. Take a listen.
You can't say enough about Baker Mayfield and the leadership, the resilience, the competitiveness, and what a quick study. I mean, he just got here 5 minutes ago and figured out a way to be able to do some special things tonight. I just can't say enough about how impressed I am with just the command, the comfort, even just the operation. I mean, being able to just call the plays within the 40-second play clock or even 25 seconds out of a clock stoppage. I'm still kind of like, what the hell's going on right now?
That's what everybody thinks about when they watch Baker Mayfield. I think we have an explanation for you. I mean, I don't understand the reason here. Sean McVay has proven that he is one of the best coaches in the NFL. Baker Mayfield, we still don't know who and what he is. Are we going to just blame Freddie Kitchens or Hugh Jackson? Are we going to blame Odell? Greg Williams, Stefanski? Are we going to blame all of his coaches? Steve Wilks and Matt Rhule? Like, he has to take some of the blame. There's a reason that Baker Mayfield was selected number one overall. It's potential. A lot of people have potential. Do you actually live up to it? And so for a guy who was selected number one overall, Baker Mayfield is trying to make the most of what's in front of him right now, because the reality says he's probably going to have to be a backup on a good to decent team. In his days of being a starter on just a bad team, we just experienced that in Carolina, and now he's quote-unquote been set free. And so in his first game as a Ram, he won. Next up, Green Bay. Good luck. I'm sorry. If Aaron Rodgers loses to Baker Mayfield, I will laugh my ass off. The Denver Broncos are up next. I think the Denver Broncos are still trying to figure out how to score points. Maybe Baker can pick up a victory there. The Los Angeles Chargers are on the schedule. I know they know how to choke too. And then you got Seattle closing out the season. Baker Mayfield is likely to have four more games to showcase who he is and figure out what he wants to do in the offseason. Who wants him in the offseason? But after the game tonight, Baker Mayfield, he sat right up on the Amazon Prime desk and he said, "Yes, when it comes down to wins in my career, this is one of the best.
This is up there for
all time.
This is up there, to be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I had Sean, Liam, and Zach Robinson help me study since I landed. Didn't think it was going to play out like this, but I am sure happy we covered the two-minute operation. My goodness.
Yeah, he had a whole lot of learning to do in 2 days. But he did say this. The fact that I had 6 coaches now, it helped me learn tonight. Take a listen to what Baker had to say about learning.
I was just telling Fitzy, originally I was angry about having to go through so many coaching changes and learn so many new things, but that for sure helped right there. Just learning protections first and then just talking with those guys on offense about the concepts that I like. And luckily I run a lot of them, and they put some good plays out there and put me in a good position to win.
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt when Sean McVay is your head coach. Certainly doesn't hurt when you play against a team like the Raiders. The Raiders look for ways to lose. The Raiders look for ways to give up games. The Raiders look for ways to choke. They are absolutely terrible. And they'll probably be terrible as long as Mark Davis is the owner. They need a new GM, but damn it, they need a new coach. Josh McDaniels ain't the guy. And Derek Carr, I mean, damn, this man threw two INTs tonight as well. sure he's probably crying at the press conference right now. So for Thursday night football, we expected, I expected just two bad teams to play, and that's what we got. And one of the bad teams decided to choke because that's what the Raiders do. And good for them. They helped Baker Mayfield look good tonight by doing what the Raiders do. Raider. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more about this game, the Rams' comeback over the Raiders, 17-16. We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield, and on the other side of the break, we're going to hear from you. But then we'll also hear from the choking losers, the Raiders. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You know, let Baker Mayfield get some love, right? Like, Baker Mayfield gets beat down and beat up so much, his reputation is mud. Browns didn't want him. Panthers didn't want him. This guy was selected number one overall in 2018. He's going through, what, six coaches by now? Some of it's his own doing, and some of it is organizational structure. Who knows? You can say at this point in time he's probably damaged goods. Sean McVay is happy with what he did tonight. And Baker Mayfield is happy that he's with a good team. He got some help. I want you to listen to Baker Mayfield right now, because not only did he win tonight, game-winning drive, 98 yards. Thank you, Raiders, for all the help that you gave him. Baker Mayfield, he gave credit to these C and D list players on the offense.
I'm happy with it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to clean up just operation-wise.
Okay, Baker, I'm going to cut you off. That was incredible what you just did.
Those guys were communicating with me the whole time. I mean, Brian Allen up front, those guys up front, talk about some of these run checks that we have here, and it's a little bit complex, but they were communicating the whole time, and we switched up some snap count during that, and they kept riding along with me and rode the wave, and so I got to love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, let's throw Baker a party. Why not? I hope he does good over the next four games. Why? Because I just root for anybody. I don't care. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear from the Raiders, too, the losers. Some interesting comments. I wonder what Josh McDaniels had to say. Let's talk to Lou. He's calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Great show. Listen, it's interesting that McVay went out of his way to be profusive about his love and appreciation for Mayfield this evening. I think it might show that the Rams might be in some kind of desperation mode for the future.
Yeah. You think the Rams might be in desperation mode? They enter tonight's game with 3 wins and 9 losses. Their key stars are injured and hurt. There's no harm, no foul. Yeah, what do they have to lose?
Nothing, I guess, but wow. Banking on Mayfield is...
They're not banking... thank you, Lou. They're not banking on Baker Mayfield. They're giving him an opportunity to see if he's worth having now or into the future. That's it. You know, I've explained this the past two nights as, you know, like kicking the tires on a car. Like, just to see if it runs. Getting a little bit of a test ride in there. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? This is very, very simple. What are they going to do? The Rams are going to wake up and flip their record and be 9-4 and go to the Super Bowl? No. They're not playing for anything. This season is a loss. It's washed out. There's nothing coming back. See if you have an asset into the future. You have no idea what Matthew Stafford looks like. You already have so much cash invested into the future. You don't have draft picks. This is a win-win for everybody. They can see if there's value there in Baker, if they should decide to keep him, if Baker wants to stay. And in Baker, this is a prime chance for him to showcase himself. Even with the other stars hurt, maybe somebody else goes, maybe we could bring in Baker next year. He's going to be a project between now and next season. He knows that. He's just looking for a chance and an opportunity. I don't think the Rams are looking at him as a savior. To save what? Speaking of a savior is exactly what the Raiders need. You couldn't beat this squad. You couldn't beat a guy who just walked in the door. The Raiders couldn't beat a guy who's been the quarterback and is probably has an understanding of 10 plays. Baker Mayfield pretty much said, oh, play action. Like, let's fake the run and throw the ball. Or let me hand the ball off. That was what he did tonight until the end of the game. And the Raiders just gave it away. Jerry Tillery, oh my God, are they going to cut that guy? Slapping a ball out of Baker Mayfield's hand at the end of the game, giving them extra time, stopping the clock, giving them 15 yards, nullifying a sack. Dumb. I can't remember. I mean, I think we've all seen a lot of dumb football plays. A matter of fact, this play was so dumb. This basically helped give them the game winner. I want you to take a listen to this stupid play one more time. After a sack, listen.
Empty set for Mayfield. Shotgun snap. Eyes the middle. Crosby off the edge. He gets home at the 12. Max Crosby for his second sack of the game. And now a flag, and it looks like it's going to be on the Raiders. A late flag. Baker Mayfield was calling for it. And this is going to be a penalty after the play.
He's slapping a ball out of his hand. What the hell are you doing? He should get slapped for doing it. Max Crosby should slap him for... Oh, my God, it's stupid. 855-212-4CBS. Derek is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Man, JR, I'm a diehard Raider fan. I've been watching this team for 34 years now. And if this isn't the epitome of our organization and what we do, unfortunately, it's like I tell all the people that this year, it's like if we ever jump out to a lead, ever in the slightest, I know it's a wrap for us. I don't get excited when we score first or when we go up on a team. I don't, because I know my team, and we look for ways to blow it. We'll manufacture ways to blow it. That Tillery guy, I swear, if McDaniels doesn't cut him or if somebody didn't slap him, then I don't even know. I got no faith left in humanity at this point, because, like you said, way to just fuck. I mean, just.
We can be upset and angry. Not that angry, but that's Raider fans, man. It's some tough going. I need to call up what's the gorilla's name? I forgot the gorilla. I've met him. He's a nice guy. Thriller the gorilla? Gorilla-rilla. His name is Gorilla-rilla. I think Gorilla-rilla can do a better job playing on the Raiders than the actual Raiders. It's pretty terrible. They got a bad owner. They got a crap coach. And Derek Carr, I feel like time is ticking away on him. Lonnie's calling from Sacktown. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR. Hello?
Yeah, that would be me, and you would happen to be Lonnie. Go ahead.
Well, my fault. I was going to say, Raiders is dumpster juice, man.
Okay.
The worst in trash.
Oh.
They're weak.
Okay.
And I hope Baker Mayfield goes off the next four games.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lonnie, for calling from Sacktown. Don't ask me why I know this. Dumpster juice is called leachate. I don't know why I know that, but I do. If so, next time you want to call somebody or something dumpster juice, call it leachate. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Virginia. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, JR, big fan, man. Hey, I'm with Lonnie, man. I'll tell you right now, the Raiders, first of all, they cost me 5 G's tonight, but forget about that.
Terrible.
Josh McDaniel is a loser. You got Crosby jumping off sides. You got that nitwit on 4th and 3 on the punt jumping off sides. These guys are nitwits. I'm going to say with my chest, JR, these guys are losers. Love you, bud. I'll listen to you.
Well, thank you, Mike. I love you back. Calling from Virginia. Yeah, they're losers. There's never going to be a change here. If the Raiders ever win, it's going to be by accident. It's like one of those things that has to happen. Like lightning is going to strike somewhere. At one point in time, lightning is going to strike for the Raiders. But it's not going to happen until they actually have an owner who can select upper management that's actually decent. Until upper management can select players that are actually decent. But we know the Raiders' way. The Raiders will hire anybody. They will. They look for speed. At least that's what Dad looks for. But they typically end up with crap. What a disastrous situation this is. They embarrass themselves again for all of America to see. Hey, Marco Belletti, that Jerry Tillery play,
mm-hmm.
Is that not one of the dumbest things you've ever seen in your life?
There's a reason why he was cut and on the waiver wire for the Raiders to get him in the first place, apparently. It just doesn't – look, you got to know the situation. You got to know what's going on. You got to know what you have to do in certain spots. You got a situation where you got them on the ropes, why give them life? Just dumb.
You know what? I just say, if you're going to slap – you're going to slap the ball, you might as well have slapped Baker Mayfield. Like, get your money's worth out of it.
You're right. It's the same concept. You might as well lower the helmet down. I mean, really, it's as dumb as that of lowering the helmet on the quarterback that's defenseless. It's as stupid as that.
And the Raiders, after a sack, too, no less. Max Crosby's probably slapping him up in the locker room. It is just the Raiders are the Raiders. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. Derek Carr. We're going to hear from him on the other side. He spoke to the media. And then we'll talk to you. And we'll have more conversation here. Like, what type of life is actually left in Baker Mayfield? Is this going to be the best four-game stretch of his life? Or is he going to have to pretty much start from scratch again? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Rams beat the Raiders tonight, 17-16. And yeah, sure, there's going to be a lot of talk about Baker Mayfield. And we'll get there. Receiving a lot of praise for that game-winning drive that we know the Raiders helped them with because they suck. They're undisciplined. We saw two penalties. We saw an egregious penalty where Jerry Tillery wanted to slap the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands as he's basically trying to set up for the play. Like, why don't you just give him free yards? You know, I really don't like calling people names. I'll say what they did was stupid or ridiculous, and that was a dumbass play. I don't know Tillery. I never met him in my life, but that was a dumbass play. There's no other way to put it. And for the Raiders, they could only muster 16 points. They only had one touchdown. Josh Jacobs scored a touchdown on the opening drive. And after that, it was just like field goal heaven. Derek Carr finished tonight 11 of 20, 137 yards, had two interceptions. And man, the Raiders looked absolutely miserable on the bench, knowing that they gave this game away. They basically said, here, take it. We suck. We're losers. We're choke artists. We're undisciplined. Here, go for it. And I wanted to know what Derek Carr was going to say after the game. Because for the past month, he has looked exasperated. We have seen him cry. He's going through it, man. His career is the Raiders. Like, I don't know how to better describe it. And he actually spoke after the game. Let's take a listen to Derek Carr. Let's take a listen. Is he actually crying this time? Here.
It hurts, but we put ourselves in that position, right? We won, however many games in a row, but it doesn't mean you win the next one. And you try and, talk about it, preach about it, work so that doesn't happen. But it happened to us today, and it's hard. It's tough, but we put ourselves in that position. Like, it's nobody else's fault.
Oh. Hey, Jack, at least he wasn't crying tonight, right? He sounded like he was in some positive spirits, right?
Yeah, but dude was certainly in his feelings. I think he needs some vodka and hard liquor, maybe a glass of wine, a couple bong rips to calm down. They are in L.A., and weed is legal in California, so maybe they could get some for the plane ride back, right?
Whoa. Derek Carr is a very religious man. Are you trying to send this man into the... I don't. You trying to put him on Skid Row?
No, I'm not trying to put him on Skid Row. I just think he needs to go on a little bit of a spiritual journey, a la Aaron Rodgers.
Damn. Hey, Jack, remind me never to hang out with you.
I think I'm the perfect person to hang out with, JR. The next time you come to New York, you have to hit me up as the first person you see when you get off the plane. Matter of fact, I'll show up at the airport with a nice BMW convertible to pick you up. How's that sound?
Not all that impressed with that. Where are we going?
We're going to go out clubbing. We're going to go on the boat to see the Statue of Liberty. We're going to come to my crib. I can grill you the delicious food that I've cooked for everyone at the station. I know you would love it. If you tasted my food, JR, you'd want to hire me as your personal chef. I will make sure you have a good time.
I thought you were going to say you were going to make me a grilled cheese.
I can make you a grilled cheese. I can make you a grilled chicken. I can make you wings. I can make you burgers. I'm pretty much like a restaurant.
You cook?
Yes, I do cook. I'm an expert cook, and I think anyone at the station who has had my cooking would say my food is the best they have ever had in their life.
Are they still alive?
They are still alive. I've made a valiant effort not to poison anyone.
Nice. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Eating food that keeps you alive is always a nice thing. Let's go to Billy. He's calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. I just cannot understand how the Raiders can be so inconsistent as they've been this year. And, you know, they have one of the best wide receivers in the league. And Derek Carr is not a bad quarterback. And I love Jacob. Jacobs is just unbelievable.
Maybe they should pay him.
But you watch the plays tonight. And you watch the series of what they try to do, and it just didn't make any sense to me, with the exception of what I saw equated to 16 points. And, you know, that's not that team. That team should be scoring 25 to 34 points almost every game.
Well, just say his name. You know who to blame. Say his name.
I think it's the leadership of the whole system.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Mark, it starts at Mark Davis, but the coach, Josh McDaniels, is crap.
How can he not make better plays for those players? I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, is there something I'm missing? Do they have an incredible amount of injuries like the Titans, or is it something different?
No, the head coach is not a leader. He's garbage. He's a good offensive coordinator, but he doesn't need to be standing in front of anybody telling folks what they need to do. They probably roll their eyes.
Well, I don't know why he's not calling the plays as offensive coordinator then, because their offense is just anemic. I mean, one day Jacobs goes off like crazy, like last week, but it's not consistent. There's nothing consistent about the Raiders right now.
Well, welcome to I don't think we have to stop at right now. I think as most Raider fans know, this is just who they are. This is it. It starts with the head coach. And here's the deal. Over the next several seasons, I don't see an improvement here for the Raiders. I think Derek Carr's time, I don't care what his contract looks like, Derek Carr's time it's ticking, man. It's ticking. And how long before Mark Davis decides to make another rash decision, just wakes up and wants to hire or fire somebody new? It's probably likely. Josh McDaniels, he spoke after the game, the head coach. He talked about how disappointing of a loss this was.
Obviously disappointing, but credit to Sean and his group. They obviously, played hard and made one more than we did. Thought we had opportunities, obviously, to help close the game out, but certainly didn't do enough. So none of us did enough.
Hey, Jack, he sounds like he needs a drink. Him.
I already think that Josh McDaniels has had too many drinks. I think when he was out in Denver, he was hitting the reefer a little bit too hard, and that's why he had that sudden demise after he won his first 5 or 6 or 7 games or whatever it was.
Oh, okay.
Josh McDaniels, definitely seems like a party animal, though, doesn't he? Like, he definitely seems like the type of guy you'd want to hang out with in college because he knew where all the good parties were.
Maybe. I don't know how to judge that. It's like a regular human to me. 855-212-4CBS. Josh is calling from Sacramento. What's up, Josh?
Hey, JR. Love your show, man. I listen every opportunity I get.
Thank you.
But being a Chiefs fan, man, I got to tell you how elated I was to hear that Josh McDaniels was hired by the Raiders. I could not tell you how happy I was. And tonight just proves it once again. Josh McDaniels is a terrible head coach.
Yeah, there's no denying that. And I don't think it's so much about what he – no, it is. It's his play calling. I think a lot of it is also his demeanor. Well, congratulations to you. What are you looking for your Chiefs? Are you feeling them for the Super Bowl this year?
You know, I am, as long as the entire team can get on the same page. We've had our defense win games. We've had our offense win games. We've had our running back win games for us. When Pat's been off, we've obviously had Pat win us games. We've yet to see a game where all the facets are coming together. And I don't think anybody's going to touch us if we can manage to do that. I almost feel like Andy Reid's playing a game of cat and mouse right now and not showing all his cards. And once the playoffs come, things are going to get a little crazy.
Okay. I just look for that defense to hold up. I'm never worried about that offense. Let's see what happens, Josh. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you.
No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dan is here from Toronto. What's up, Dan?
Hello. I am calling. So what I saw tonight looked very familiar as a long-time suffering Detroit Lions fan. Everything I saw tonight looked super familiar.
I'm sure.
But I want to know, based on what do the Lions have to do now to get a little bit of media exposure? Because I got to tell you, man, there is something real special going on over there.
Well, it can be real special. We know. Sorry? It's not going to be. I know they're on a stretch. What are they, 4 out of 5 right now?
But it's the way they're playing. It's the mistake-free. It's incredibly creative offense. It's something.
May I answer you? Or are you going to keep?
May.
No. Matter of fact, keep pitching. It's all you now. You asked me a question, but no, go ahead.
No. I by all means, what's it going to take?
Next season. Okay? Next season. That's it. They're not doing anything this year. I think everybody can appreciate and understand that they've gone on a nice stretch here. They got, 4 or 5 more games to go. Let's see what they do. If they can end on a positive streak, we know Dan Campbell stood in front of the media a couple of days ago and he said, listen, I know how this goes. My ass was going to get fired. And that certainly probably won't be the case unless they absolutely tank the rest of the season, which I don't think will happen. We know the Lions are not in a legitimate playoff chase for now. We know the Lions aren't necessarily a team that people should pay attention to. So unless they magically go on a ridiculous run and just win out the rest of the way and maybe secure a wild card spot, nobody's going to pay attention to them until the offseason.
Fair enough.
It's the Lions, man. When have they – who cares?
Well, that's the thing, right? I think they might be – you might see something special in the next couple.
They got the Minnesota Vikings next. They have the New York Jets. They have the Panthers, the Bears, and the Packers. So I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if just maybe they can kind of just sit at that 500 mark to conclude the season. But this is a building process, and good luck to them. I think if there's any fan base that deserves any type of success, it's most certainly Lions fans. I appreciate you, Dan.
Amen, brother.
No problem. Thank you for calling from Toronto. If you want to think about franchises that deserve a little bit of something, I think the Lions might be at the top of the list. Like pitiful franchises that just need a sliver of life, just a little bit of success. Lions got to be there. I can't think. The Pirates? Here's a question for everybody. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, we'll keep talking about Thursday Night Football. What is the worst run professional franchise? No, forget that. It's the answer's the Commanders. What fan base deserves a little bit of luck? The Lions got it the worst, right? It has to be the Lions. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.